you, Jesus. There is nobody else that is above you, God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are great to be praised. There's none like you, God, now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind. And we just want to exalt you right now, God. We want to lift you up as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We don't want to be too modest or too cute worrying about who doing this and who doing that. But right now, God, we want to concentrate on you. We don't want to be distracted and consumed with the cares of this world, Lord, that we cannot give you what is due to you, God. And that's all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we want to tell you that we love you all tonight, Lord, because we don't tell you enough, God. But we want to come to you right now, and we want to tell you just how much we love you. We want to tell you just how much we adore you. We want to tell you just how much you're meaning to us, God. Oh, Lord, there's so many times that we cheat you out of all this stuff, God. But right now, God, we want to give you our best praise and our best worship. Right now, God. We want to cast our cares on you because we know that you care for us. And we want to be empty that we may be able to open up our mouth and give you the fruit of our lips. Give you the best praise. Give you the best worship. Give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Lord, you say enter your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise. So we're going to enter in right now, God. And we want to lay at your feet. I want to lay at your feet. I want to hear your voice, God. I want to feel your breath, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we want to give you the highest praise on today, God. Because you are worthy of it. And there is nobody that can see, that can compare. There is nobody that is equal. There is nobody that is greater than your God. You are he was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are just. You are righteous. You are all powerful. You are our lawyer and our judge. You are our sister and our brother. You are mother and our father. You are any and everything that we need you to be, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. So we want to exalt you on today. We dare not allow any rocks to cry out for us. We dare not, Father God. Oh, God. But we want to give you that sound on tonight. We want to give it to you, God. Because we want me, Akashanedelakasia. We have my money, Okoshana. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Oh God, you're so worthy. Oh God, he can name a man in a cashana. Oh God, he can name a locosia. Oh God, we want to bask in your presence on tonight. We want to bask in your presence. Allow your glory train to be in your cosia. Allow your spirit to be a cashana in a cassia. Hiya mahashana in a cassia. Hiya mahashana in a locosia. Hiya mahashana in a locosana. Hiya! Take us a little bit higher on tonight, God. Take us a little bit in the local shana. Because we don't want to be a kashana in the local sea. Oh God, but we be a kashana in the sea. We want the more of you. We want the, I want the more of you. Be a kashana in the local shana. Oh God, I need a local shana. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey God, hey God, hey God. Oh God, he can't name a man in the lacassia. Any and every spirit that's not like you, God, I'm asking you to remove it out of the sanctuary. Let no spirit dwell in here but the spirit of the true and living God. Let no spirit reign in the minds and the hearts of your people, God, but your spirit. Oh God, fulfill your people, God. Remove the emptiness. Remove the void. Sever any and everything that's not like you, God. Remove any jealousy, envious, backbiting, childbearing, covetousness, lasciousness, maliciousness, debate, hate. Remove any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking. Remove any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our heads at one another. Remove any and every spirit that may cause us to be divided, God. Sever the antagonistic spirit, God. Sever the territorial spirit, God. Sever the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to point the finger, wag the head, and even give our opinions about stuff. Oh God, I'm asking you to shut the mouths of that brute beast. I'm asking you to shut the mouths of that idiocracy, that silver tongue. I'm asking you to shut the mouths, Father God, of that lying demon. Oh Lord. Oh God, because remove every wicked and evil thought that we have towards one another, God. Remove that spirit of resentment. Remove that pride and that haughtiness, oh, today, God. Remove any and everything that causes us to be hindered or even stagnated, Father God. Because we want to be pleasing in your sight. We don't want you to say, depart from me, I know you're not too worker of iniquity. But we want to hear you say, good and well done, my faithful servant. Let your people get in a hurry about your business. Let your people get more concerned about their salvation, because there is a heaven and there is a hell. I'm asking you to help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not just consider, but they will reconsider and consider again and again and again, God. I'm asking you to pull your people up out of that place of darkness. Pull your people up out of that place. Help Oh God, we need you like we never needed you before, God. So I'm asking you to give us the love that we needed. Give us the love on tonight, Father God. Instill it inside of your people on today, God. And remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the stiff neck. Remove that stony heart on tonight. Let your will be done within the hearts and the minds of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be self-righteous. Let us not lean to our own understanding, God. Lord, you said that we perish because of lack of knowledge. Let us not perish, Father God, in the name of Didiokasia, thinking that we know it all. Or thinking, Father God, that our way is the right way. Because your word, says that the ways of a man may seem right unto him. But it's not. Your word also says, Father God, if we trust in our own way, oh God, that we become fools. Help us on to today, God, that we are united, that we will be a kashane de la kasiya. Give us a TT connect me no no koshane make it take it now. Hello, I'm crying out for your people, God. Give us a heart of forgiveness and absolutions that we will not continue, Father God, to think about these things repetitively in our minds and our hearts, God, that we may think on evil and wickedness, Father God, because of that thought that we keep thinking on, God. I'm asking you to help us get past, God. I'm asking you to help us to enter into our future, not take nothing from our past with us, God. I'm asking you to heal the brokenhearted. Heal the brokenhearted. Lift up the hung down head. Remove the grief from your people on today, God. Take away the sadness and the neocosana. Sever the spirit of anxiety and antagonism, God. Remove all this stuff that easily besets us. Remove all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us, Father God, to intentionally think away, intentionally do a thing, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, not to be so greedy and selfish. Oh God, let us be more concerned about one another. Let us be true, God. Lord, not just to ourselves, but also to you. And let us be true to one another. Give us the courage that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will confess a thing, talk about a thing, release a thing, and even then about a little cold thing. Help us on tonight, God. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and write your words upon the tables of our hearts. Bind them about our neck. Body or go see storm up in the very mouths of our belly. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we cannot do these things on our own, God. Because you said in your word, God, that our righteousness is as filthy rags, and it is good for nothing. So none of us is right, God. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to choose not to do the wrong, to choose not to think wrong, to choose not to act wrong. Help us with our attitudes and our gestures on tonight, God. Oh God, I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun in your people. And we all know that it is a great work. Thank you for the great work that you are performing in each and every last one of us individually, Lord. You got a plan for each and every last one of us. You got a future in store for each and every last one of us. And what it is that you have for each and every last one of us individually is simply for us individually. And can't nobody else go shouting at it like I see. Oh God, let your peace rest, rule, and abide within our hearts, God, that we will be at peace with one another. Some of the argumentative spirit, some of the antagonistic spirit, some of that spirit of anger, some of that spirit of rage. Oh God, help us on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be more mindful of the tone that we have towards one another. Oh God, help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to submit to one another and submit ourselves under your mighty hand. Oh God, heal, deliver, and set your people free on tonight. Oh, my mind, Lord, see. Help us on tonight, Father God, to understand, Lord, that we don't have to be Oko Sunday, they don't see. But give us a Kabia Kashan, they don't see. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it. Because I know only that you can. I'm asking you to move some things out the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not continually, Father God, practice these old ways and these old rituals, these old attitudes, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even have a zeal for you, God, a hunger and a thirst for the more of you, God. Because you said the closer that we get to you, Father God, you'll tell us your secrets and reveal your mysteries. You said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will come into a place of rest in you, God. Let your people rest in you. Let your people seek your face. Let your people be a cosane de loco shana. Oh God, because you are the one with all the solutions. You are the one that is the resolution. You are the one, Father God. So I'm asking you to order our footsteps, direct our footsteps, and direct our paths. Let us not go to the right or to the left or back of God, but let us choose to go forward, which is in you, Father God. You said, Lord, that we are to press. Let us press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on tonight. Help us right now, Father God, not just tonight, but from this day forward, Father God. Let us be obedient. Some of that spirit of rebellion, some of that spirit of fear, some of that spirit of compromising and even hesitating, Father God, because you know what is best for us, God. Help us on today, Father God, that even as we all bear the burdens of one another, God, that we lay it down at your feet, because it's too heavy for us to carry, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, God, that our hearts won't be troubled. Our hearts won't be stunted. Our hearts won't be hard. Help us on tonight, God, and give us a heart of flesh. That any and everything that you say will stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. And kept your angels around us, God. East, west, north, and south, from the root to the foundation, around the entire perimeter, up and down, each and every last one of these pews, God. Send your ministering angels. Dispatch them on our behalf, Father God. Because you know the right timing and the purpose for us all, God. I'm asking you to give it to your people, God. Make the vision plain. Make it plain for them, Father God, that they will not be wavered. Ground and root your people, God. Give them a solid foundation, Jesus, that they won't be so easily moved by a conversation or word or even a thought that they think, God. Oh, God, help us on today, God, and regulate our minds. Regulate our minds, God. Let your go shine it like I see. As we did, Oh, God, there's so many of your people that has fallen away, God. You said in the last days, God, it will be a great falling away, and the hearts of your people will wax cold. Oh, God, I'm asking you to melt that wax on tonight, God. That they won't be so hard-headed, stiff-necked, hard-hearted. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, because you said in your word that some of these things don't come out but through fasting and prayer. Oh, God, help us on tonight, Father God, to recognize and realize some things, Lord, and even open up about some things, Father God. Let us not continue to suppress these things that causes us, Father God, to continue to build these rocks brick by brick, mortar by mortar. Because as long as we behind these fortresses, Father God, we cannot see our way clear. Because we got so many bricks and blocks up there, God. We cannot see over, around, under. We cannot even see through it, God. But you are the way through it, God. We do not have to build up these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you are our protector. You are our shield. You are our bulwark. You are any and everything that we need you to be, Father God. So right now, we're giving you any and every burden, God. We're giving you any and everything, Father God, that's causing us to be yoked up around our necks, Father God. We're giving you any and everything, Father God, right now. We're surrendering it all that we will not be blinded, God, or even deaf to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Help us on tonight, God. Help us right now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen.